Yeah!
People of Earth. People of Earth. Hey, people of Earth, wake up. This is Connect the Dots. Hey, and we're here to wake you up. This is BBS Radio, Radio Free America, because we have to free America first before anybody else, and then we'll free the rest of the world. But, hey, it's Radio Free America, BBS Radio, Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. And that's it, Tommy Prez. Hey, I am the president. Listen, I don't give a crap who's running for president. I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States because I'm the only one who knows how to get these obstinate people to get along with each other. We're talking about the Dems and the Reps, the Democrats and the Republicans. They have to stop fighting and unify into one force dedicated to serve the people of the United States. I mean, did I have to explain that? Well, apparently I do, because they're still not organized and coming together. I mean, really. They need to get together here, you know? I'm the only guy in the world that can bring these opposing forces together, and they have to come together, because if they keep fighting each other, it'll be an ongoing war till the end of time, and the end of time is almost here. Hey, people of Earth, wake up. Do you realize what's going on behind the scenes here? I mean, we, the people of Earth, have allowed evil entities from other worlds to take control of our world, and it's been going on for way, way too long. You know, stop being good servants of the evil entities. That's right. We want to resist. We want to be part of the resistance to resist these evil so-and-sos who have taken control of our world. Yeah, that's it. And if the U.S. government has been taken control by evil ETs, come on. If you're not willing to talk about this, you're part of the problem, because we have to talk about it. Because it has to be brought to an end, and this is the time and the history of time that it has to be done. We're talking about the coming election, you know, just a little over a year away. We have to unify and get behind people, real human beings, not clones. You know, a Biden is a clone. Do you realize that? And there's other people in high positions of authority that are also clones. BBS, radio, they have TV. The bodies of humans, but they're not of human descent. The Go out dinosaur. And watch the movie. Look they it live. It'll show know. You.
That's the way you it know? Is.
Put on the sunglasses and you'll see who's the real people and who's not. Serious. It's a movie called They Live, 1988. Wrestling superstar Rowdy Roddy Piper plays the lead character in the movie. And believe me, he does a perfect job of portraying what we need to act like if we are going to defeat these creepy, evil creatures from other worlds who have taken over our world. It's wrong. They're wrongful. And it's wrong for us to keep obeying them. If you're a police or military person, you have to be willing to stop following evil orders when they tell you to arrest honest people that want to free us from the tyranny of evil government. You cannot support these evil so-and-sos who have control of every government in this world. You have to stand up for what's right. No more order following Nazis, please. We've had enough of this crap. But we'll just change the subject right now. Let's talk about some of the other players in this drama that's getting played out on planet Earth. Drama on planet Earth, yes. It could be a TV serial. You know, some of these groups I never even talk about, but I think it's time we all refresh ourselves that some of the groups we've been introduced to in the last 10, 20 years, and very few people are talking about them, the Brotherhood of the Star, you know, and we're talking about a 12-pointed star here. Supposedly, there's an even number of 140,000 belonging to the Brotherhood of the Star. You know what 144 is? It's 12 times 12. Yeah, that's how gross, if you know what I'm saying. But, yeah, 104, that's where that number comes from. It's 12 times 12 equals 144. And then times 1,000, 144,000. And this Brotherhood of the Star, their symbol is a 12-pointed star, and they've been around since the time of Atlantis. Approximately 26,000 years ago. You know, I mean, Atlantis was before that and a little after, but that's the time frame, the last 26,000 years. It's the Platonic year. Time the sun, it takes the sun to go around in space to get back to the same point in space, or space-time, whatever you want to call it, 25,900, more accurate number, but that is the time, that's the time the Archons, bad guys, bad guys, claim control ownership of planet Earth, and we were included in that. We were nothing but slaves, human slaves from that point on, to be used and abused by these Archons, invaders from another world, another planet, another star system. I hear they came from Andromeda, another galaxy. Yeah, they came here and they took advantage of our goodness, you know. Human beings were really good, great people. And that's why evil entities come here to take advantage of our goodness. They lie to us and trick us and abuse us and trick us again. Yeah. Trickery is allowed. Do I hear sounds in the distance? The distance. Hey, you know, there's like beings on Mars, there's beings on the moon, there's beings on other planets. What about Planet X? Yeah, it's out there. I hear it's a little bigger than Earth, but it's out there on the far rings of And you know what? Sometimes I hear music bleeding into my show. Where is it coming from? Is it coming from this galaxy or is it coming from another galaxy? You know, timelines are intersecting. They're conflicting with each other. And we have a pyramid of contradictions out there. All kinds of salesmanship forces trying to buy us and tell us they have the explanations, they have the plan, they have the, I don't know, the passage out of here. What are we supposed to do? I mean, really? I mean, who are we supposed to believe? We have a galactic confederation, a galactic federation of light. We have channelers, you name it. They're all here on Earth and they're all vying to control us with information and misinformation. Oh, you know, I mean, truthfully, we have enough organizations, private organizations on Earth now to just replace government. We don't even need them anymore. It's obsolete government. But people have to wake up and understand that, you know? And people have to get behind people that are running for public office that are not part of political parties. Can't trust political parties, but individuals can be trusted. Hey, I'm running for president of the United States as a write-in candidate. If you're not considering me, man, you shouldn't even go out and vote. Because I'm the only one looking to unify this United States of America. Hey, these crackpots, the globalists, they want the world, new world order. Yeah, I'll show you how to justly do a new world order with the United States ruling everything, but we're going to rule in a just and fair way that eliminates political parties. You know, I mean, if the Democrats and Republicans can't get along, well, they all should vote for me then, because I'll teach them how to get along. It's not that difficult, really. It's all a matter of common sense. Common sense is everything. It's not a matter of, like, listening to the bribe money so you can better yourself. It's, you know, politicians, you're supposed to be serving the majority of people. Why aren't you? You're too selfish, thinking of serving yourself, you know? I mean, don't you want to be happy? I mean, you don't need to have a lot of money to be happy. I've been happy my whole life as a poor person. Yeah, I'm still a poorest person because I never sought to make a lot of money, but at the same time, I sought truth and justice and integrity, and I found out what's going on in this friggin' world. And it's a sad story. Too many human beings have sold out to evil creatures, creepy creatures from other worlds, sectoids, reptilians, I don't know, mothman creatures, whatever. They're all no effing good because they don't care about us. They just want to use us and abuse us. And they own every government in the world, including the U.S. government. And all you Trump lovers out there, come on, he had his chance, but he didn't solve the issues. You know, if you think Trump is a good guy that you want to vote for, then you definitely should vote for me in the coming election. I'm a write-in candidate. All you have to do is write in my name. And I ask him for any donations from my campaign, because my campaign is out there on the Internet, you know. 2020 President TomEdison.com. That's it. Same campaign as I had back in the last election. You know, I don't have to go out there and get 25,000 people in the stadium. I've got all the important information on a small website and cell phone for friendly 2020 President TomEdison.com. See, I'm identifying myself as the president already, as if I've won the election already. And you can't get any more positive than that. You know, I don't give a rat's ass whether I become the president or not, but you should, because I'm the guy who knows how to solve the problems. The problems are easy to solve. All it requires is some decent, ethical, honest effort to solve the problems. The solutions to all the problems in the world are already known. If you don't know that, well, then you don't know, but I know. There isn't one problem in this friggin' world that the solution isn't known already. The problem is you're willing to vote for stupid, lying, stinking, backstabbing politicians that don't know how to correctly order breakfast at a diner. You're willing to vote for them. And they have no solutions. They think it's okay for you to vote for them, and then when they get elected, they just take the bribe money of the friggin' negative aliens who have control of the bankers, who have control of this whole friggin' world, because you let them have control. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? Anybody that votes for a political party in upcoming elections, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. There's only independent individuals are the true leaders of this world, not political politicians. As soon as a person joins a political party, they have sold you out. You know? only independent individuals like myself have the solutions to any problem. First of all, we know the solutions to all the problems because they're known. Politicians, political people looking that are members of political parties, they're not even interested in solving the problems. They're just interested in getting elected so they can ride the gravy train and do nothing for you and take the bribe money and do everything for the world controllers, who are controlled by evil aliens from other worlds. If you can't understand that, how friggin' stupid are you? It's a reality. And if you just go searching a little, you'll find out that it's known by many sources the evil aliens still have control of our world. And they will have control of our world up until the next election. And if you stupidly vote for political parties in the next upcoming elections, you will keep them in power till the end of time. This is a battle going on. Can't you have the guts to stand up for your own race? It's called humanity. You know, there's people walking around now. They look like humans, but they're not. They've acquired cloned bodies so they can masquerade in our world as human beings. You know, this is the reality of life. Cloning is possible. That's why I say go out and watch that movie. They Live, THEYLIVE, 1988 movie starring Roddy Piper, famous professional wrestler, and may he rest in peace. But a very entertaining dude as a wrestler, and he was a star in this movie. But the movie is so on the money. You put on the sunglasses, and then you can see who are the real people and who are the imposters. You got to see this movie and then go out and see the Twilight Zone movies and then go out and watch all the science fiction you can. You know, they've been giving us clues all along. From the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and so on, they have been giving, science fiction movies have been giving the people of Earth the clues about the aliens desiring or actually taking over our planet. And it's been going on for a long time, and those are the real enemies, you know? And they've got us fighting amongst each other so they can easily control us. This whole friggin' war in the Ukraine doesn't need to be happening. Can stop this in a matter of weeks if the so-called government people would actually want to stop it, but they don't, because the bribe money tells them, no, escalate this war. There's more bribe money coming. Escalated. Fight till forever, because that's where the money is. And the politicians have all fallen in line. They have all succumbed to this nonsense of perpetuating a war until the end of time. And there's no need for this, because all war does is create suffering. And innocent people get killed and people's lives are made difficult. And the standard of living goes down. You know, this crap, this lying mother effer who's in charge of the Ukraine, this is the devil in disguise. I mean, he isn't even in disguise. He's out there as a devil. He even looks like a devil. I don't care what you say, but you know, if you can't see that, you are blind. I mean, really. And then they try to blame it all on Putin. Putin. You know, like, give us a break. We're tired of hearing this. Just like you want to blame everything on Trump. Yeah, please. You know, when the real guilty people are the Bidens, you know, and the other clones in the American government. Every government in the world is infested with clones, evil ETs from other planets walking around in human-like cloned bodies. That's why they were so heartless, because they're not human. They're evil ETs that are heartless. You know, they don't know about, the evil ETs don't know about compassion and understanding and being kind and being loving. And that's why they hate us, because they wish they could be loving, but they can't. They don't have it in them. They're nothing but no good dirt bags. That's it. Most of them are. All the evil ones are, that's for sure. Anti-God creatures. And we have allowed them to take control of our planet. And if you keep voting for political party candidates in elections, you're keeping the ETs in power controlling our world, these evil anti-God creatures from other worlds. These are the ones that have brought all the suffering to planet Earth, and they maintain it for their own evil ways. And they trick you into voting for them and electing them to be the heads of our governments. And these people who become parts of these governments, they're not people, they're evil creatures from other worlds that make all these horrible rules that make our lives difficult. And they try to poison us, and they continue to poison us, and they try to kill us, and they have us killing ourselves. And it's that insane, and you agree with this insane plan by voting for candidates from political parties. All the political parties end up being corrupted. If you don't understand this, hey, you need to get a copy of my book, e-book called Connect the Dots Theory, because I explain all this shit in there. You know? I explain that this will continue, and every time we set up a good system, the dark side seeks to take it down the next day, if not sooner. And this continues, this insanity continues, because you're stupidly believing every moron that gets in front of a microphone, in front of the TV cameras, and says, oh yeah, vote for me, I'll set you free. And then after he gets elected, after he conned all you stupid people to vote for him and elect him, when he gets in office, he does nothing. And living your glorious Trump boy, he did very little. You know, he did more than all the other do-nothings. Okay, but what's that saying? You know? It's not saying that much, because he didn't do that much. And if he was so smart, he would have solved all the problems in his one term. But he couldn't even get the Democrats and Republicans to agree on anything. He didn't bring and unify the country. No, he helped divide it in different ways. Well, I'm telling you, hey, that's the only reason I'm running for president of the United States, is Reagan Kennedy. Hey, I give you my site again, 2020presidenttomedison.com. I'm a Reagan candidate. Yet you have to learn about writing in the name of a candidate. I'm not going to be there listed on the board because, first of all, I don't want to have anything to do with these evil political parties. They're all controlled by evil ETs from other realms, you know, other galaxies, other dimensions. I mean, I could never be a member of any of those things. First of all, I happen to know that it's individuals like myself that know about solutions, not groups. This whole idea of having groups to make decisions, yeah, it sounds great, it sounds ethical and all that, but in my life, groups never came to great decisions. It was always individuals like myself who came up with the greatest of decisions. You know, I schooled myself from childhood to have a great mind. I taught myself, you know. I didn't join any political party or any group or was counting on the public indoctrination system to educate me. I basically educated myself. And that's how I gained control of my mind, and that's how I gained the ability to invent solutions. And I am an inventor of solutions. And I've got one of the few great minds on this planet Earth. And one great mind is worth a million average minds, maybe a billion. That's how it is. That's how it is in reality. Forget about these councils and stuff and your local town council. These are councils of idiots, basically. And the more people you have to include in the decision-making process, the more it gets diluted. And that's how it is. There's the fewest people that know all the solutions, and we're individuals. And what we know is worth a million times more than all the average people put together. And that's how it is. And if you can't understand that, well, you can't understand it, and then, therefore you should sit back and keep your mouth shut and let those of us who know what needs to be done take command of the situation and do it. You should be supportive of those few of us that know what to do. And there's very few of us that really know what to do. And all these groups and organizations, they know teeny bits of what to do. Hey, this is Colin Radio Show. Hey, if you got something to say, call in 888-627-6008. I always invite people, bring some important knowledge to the forefront. This is a public radio station, you know, BBS Radio. We're here to serve the general public. We're here to free humanity from the tyranny of government. Government is an evil, is evil. We don't need government. We have so many private organizations in this world now. We don't need government. They're obsolete. So we need to kind of like vote them out. Are they going to vote themselves out? Hell no. That's why we have to take control of the government and force them to vote themselves out. But if they want to be a government, well, they're going to be a serving government under our command, not their own, because they can't be trusted. How many politicians can really be trusted? Like, you could count that on one hand, if there was that many. I mean, there are so few. I mentioned it before, FBI did a survey of how many people are trustable in the U.S. Congress. We're talking about 535 people. They came up with two. Well, with such a minority like that, how can we expect, why should we put any trust in a government like that when there are only two out of 535 people are trustable? I mean, that's how bad it is. That's why it's most important to have the person at the top to be the most trustable and be the one who has the solutions, to be the one who has to bring order to the Congress and get them to get along. This 50-49, 51-49, 50-50, 52-48 splitting of Congress is a logjam. It'll never give us any justice. And that's what the two political parties in America have done. You know what? If there's a caller, I'll take the caller. Hello, is there a caller there?
Hi, this is Eva. How do I sound?
Hey, Eva, you sound beautiful, you know?
Thank you, good.
Hey,
good,
that's good. Great. I love when I hear a clear voice, you know?
Good, me too.
Yeah, I really hate when the electronics work against us, and they do, you know, I mean, electronics, what are they, stupid machines? And so what's on your mind, Eva?
Well, I was kind of interested about you when you were talking about some of the aliens that have no emotions, no feelings, they don't understand. And I was looking for a movie that I saw a while back called Bane. I think it's B-A-N-E, Bane. It was the most bizarre movie, and it was about some creatures that do not feel emotion, and we were at war with them. Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of like
we
are
like
now.
Reality.
It does. Yep.
No,
and
I'm not familiar with that movie, but, I mean, that's it, you know. I mean, there's all these groups called the reptilians, draconians, insectoids, and we know insects don't have too much feeling, you know. Those little nasty creatures that want to go around and stick us with their pin needles and bite us and shit like that. Yeah, you know, they just don't have the emotion human beings have, and they... And unfortunately, the word's out in the whole universe. You know, you want to prey on people, the humans, they're easy targets because we're considerate of others. And
we are.
That's what we're suffering from right now. We got too many damn evil, heartless aliens on our world trying to control us, abuse us, use us, suck our moosh. As the word goes.
Are loose. And that's the misery they love. Yeah, that's what I'm understanding. I've not seen it in action, but I've seen the whoosh, you know, I've seen the misery that they create, and I've experienced it. And since I've been aware of what we're talking about now, since I've become more aware of it, I've been watching pretty close. And I'm not sure why it prefers misery, these demons, whatever they are. I'm not sure why they prefer misery. I'm not sure why they couldn't enjoy the joy, because we haven't even met the heights of joy yet. You know, not in my life. I'm thinking that there's some heights of joy I've never experienced, and that seems like it would be more fulfilling for even a demon, you know, if they're going to drink that off of them.
Well, you're hitting the nail on the head there. The only conclusion I can come up with is these evil creatures, they don't know how to feel love. And they've developed this perverted sense of some kind of excitement from making people suffer. And so they're hooked into it like an evil drug, you know? And it is evil, making people suffer. And... unfortunately, they're here on our world still, and they're still abducting people and making innocent humans suffer, and that's how they get their jollies. It also has to do with the fact that this is in relation to information that I've come across over the years, that long ago, long, long ago, millions, millions, hundreds of millions of years ago, there was a breakaway group of rebels in the universe that decided they wanted to disconnect from God because they wanted to play God themselves. And so they broke the higher dimensional chain to the original source of all there is. And then they started creating their own false, fake matrix, you know. And they quickly realized once they disconnected from the real source, God, that they would eventually, their energy would dissipate and they would just disappear. And then they decided, well, they needed a source of energy since they weren't connected to God anymore, that they came up with this idea of sucking life force out of other life forms. And that's how... some of it manifests how to make people suffer and get a life force out of it, because when people are suffering, they're giving off energy to deal with the situation, and then that's the loosh, and then they suck off that and replenish their energy. So those that took the choice to break away from God, the only way they can sustain their existence is to suck energy off living beings like people that are not disconnected from God. And so that's part of it right there, but it's a sickening process. And once they got hooked into that, they're like, they've all become drug addicts on the loosh, and you can't reason with them. They have no interest either, you know? And that's the situation that we're stuck with, you know. We've allowed these, because of our loving hearts and consideration for others, we've allowed these evil creatures to take hold on our world and suck our life force whenever they can, you know. And there's all different kinds of groups that are doing this. What?
Which really kind of says, I mean, our naivety, really, and our love and our loving nature, that's not very loving to allow these things to continue, you know, so we're going to have to do something. But that's an interesting, I like your point of view. I was also thinking that maybe they aren't human in the first place. I mean, maybe they just aren't, and they didn't break off. Maybe they're like, actually like an energy body that comes from, like, you know, when you're upset or have what have you, and throughout your life that stores within you, within your cells. I mean, nothing disappears. Everything you've ever experienced is with you. So maybe when you pass on, because we used to not pass on. I'm going to continue. Maybe when we passed on, that we left a spirit, an emotional spirit that was full of negative emotion. But you see, that doesn't explain, because that says that we were always in a bad world. Never mind.
You're trying to make some sense of it.
What I understand
is that once some of these really evil entities from other worlds, galaxies, planets, took hold of control of our planet Earth, they, like I said, they had already disconnected themselves from God, so there was no free energy for them. So they had to get their energy by sucking it off, by becoming parasites.
You were right. It couldn't really do anything.
That became a habit and an addiction and a way of life for them. And they're not humans, but the fact of the matter is, it's not science fiction anymore. It's known that human bodies can be manufactured. The high science to do that exists. And they've been doing that on our planet for a long time. I mentioned in that movie called They Live, it shows that, like, mm-hmm. when you put the sunglasses on so you could differentiate who's a real human and who's not, that apparently half the people walking around they have human bodies, but they're ugly creatures from other realms, masquerading as humans because they want to be amongst us so they can suck off our life forces and they can do all kinds of bad things and serve their own culture. You know, but
that's a
great movie. It shows it, you know.
Yes,
and around. I mean, our famous people, most of the famous people in government, they're not humans. They have cloned bodies to make them look human so they can fool us when they get in front of the TV screen, you know.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of different crazy stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of information out there. But I do know we're dealing with something that we are not familiar with. They know that there's an us and them. We didn't know until recently. Many of us.
Exactly.
I mean, a lot of us did. But there's an us and them. And I'd rather be paranoid than stupid, because I'm thinking, there is an us and them for sure.
Yeah,
there is definitely a lot.
It has nothing to do with being paranoid. It has to do with reality. The truth is coming out now. People are spilling their guts, and we're finding out how bad the situation is. All those science fiction movies that started in the 1950s and 60s and stuff, they were telling us that we're in a crazy situation like that, that there are evil entities from other worlds that look to prey on us and control us. And they were revealing hidden truths. We called it science fiction, or the people who made these movies called it science fiction, so they could get away with revealing the truth without being persecuted, you know? There's so much in science fiction movies that tell us about, I mean, that's always the same battle. There's some evil entities from other worlds looking to take over our world. It's the same story every science fiction movie, basically.
It's disclosure is what it is, you know.
Disclosure is happening bit by bit. Mm-hmm. And governments telling us disclosure. They'll never, because all the governments are controlled by these evil entities, so they're never going to give us the whole true story. Only whistleblowers and people that worked on secret projects, you know, find it in their hearts that it's important to tell this information, and we're getting it bit by bit, you know. But
yeah,
the official story,
we'll
never get that from government, that's for sure.
No, we won't.
We talk about it on shows like this. And some of it gets revealed in science fiction movies. I mean, here's something I've concluded from watching enough science fiction movies. It's always the same thing, like the way to defeat the aliens is with sound, frequency. And frequency can be used as the weapons being used against people, us right now.
In Hawaii.
We got all these dangerous frequencies from the 5Gs, the cell phone towers, and the Wi-Fi system. And, you know, they're taking away, you know, they're weakening us, all these negative frequencies, elf waves, you name it. And, but all the science fiction movies, whenever there's a tough situation about how are we going to get rid of these aliens, it's the same thing they're using on us, frequency, sound. Sound can be a powerful weapon, and it's being, you know, it's being used against us. In a variety of ways. And what's really annoying is our government is allowing it to happen, but, you know, if we really wake up, we need to understand that everybody in government basically is a plant. It's a person who sold out to the aliens from other worlds. You know, they give them the bribe money, and they just do what the bribe money tells them, and they don't give a shit how many innocent people are getting hurt. And it's a rough situation we're in, you know. This is like the final battle for humanity to free itself. Right now, it's happening.
That's
and unfortunately,
it.
Most
That's
people
it.
Are still brainwashed, dead, watching the friggin' boob tube and believing what they hear, you know, when the media is part of the problem. And that pops up in all the science fiction movies, too, that the media is part of the scam, you know.
And the mainstream media is science fiction. That's the real science. That's what science fiction really is.
All the science fiction movies, they're in on it. The media is in on it. All the science fiction movies, they're in on it. They're supporting the fake regimes, the aliens who control our countries and world. And they are an important player in the control of the human race. And you know, maybe we can rely on the mainstream media for the weather, the local weather.
Maybe not. I mean, because they're
controlling
now,
but that's
too.
About it. The rest is all designed to manipulate our minds, just like the public education. It's public indoctrination. It's not education. Same with the colleges and universities. You know, they're indoctrination too, you know. And they've got
it's not education.
They've tricked us into believing into fake medicine, pharmaceutical bullshit that doesn't really solve anything. It gets, you know, it just perpetuates problems, so you have to buy the medication the rest of your life. All for profit, you know.
It's a fact.
And it
all
doesn't
for
really
profit.
Help
they know
you.
What they're doing.
You know, real medications are based on natural remedies, you know.
Hey,
Hey, I'll have to congratulate you. You really fixed your phone signal. It's coming in nice and clear.
Yes.
Any little trick you did to make that happen, or what?
I'm using a wired earplugs, earphones. Wired. It's directly wired to my phone. And before, I was using the little earbuds that are wireless, and they would die on them. But much better. Yeah, I'm glad. I'm grateful. Thank you for pointing that out. Because it's wired for sound now, and it's good to go.
Yeah. Well,
thank you. All
this broadcasted frequencies, you know, most of them are detrimental. Not all of them, but most of them are detrimental to
Many.
The health of human beings. I mean,
true.
People don't realize that, you know. They don't realize that Wi-Fi is really bad. And I just went and checked on it the other day, and every comment on Wi-Fi, we have, like, clones, I guess, or whatever, plants. masquerading as human, yeah, saying, oh, there's no problem with Wi-Fi. But if you're on Twitter, there's plenty of people presenting scientific surveys that show that Wi-Fi broadcasting of frequencies is detrimental to human health, you know?
It affects
water molecules in the body, and we're like 70% water, something like that.
And that's where people are
not paying attention to that, because there's this onslaught of false information out there. I couldn't believe that everybody, if you just go on the internet, everyone said, oh, Wi-Fi, there's no problem with it. You know, there's no proven harm or nothing like that. But if you're on Twitter, plenty of people are presenting information that says Wi-Fi is dangerous to your health, you know?
And like sticking your head in a microwave.
It's unbelievable, the misinformation they put. They talk about 5G is just like, instead of 2.4 or 3 or 4 gigabytes, it's only 5 gigabytes. But when you listen to what the information on Twitter of the people that want to spread the truth, they said 5G is not just one notch up. It's like 100 notches up. And the difference between 4G and 5G is astronomical. Except they're not telling you that, you know?
Right.
They want to keep that
information secret. It's a military grade.
And people are harming themselves through their ignorance. And, of course, mainstream media controls, like, you know, the real doctors and real scientists will never be allowed to talk on mainstream media because that's the way it is. And you know what? That same scenario comes up in so many science fiction movies. It's unbelievable. Somebody tries to put the truth out there and they pull the plug on the broadcast. Next thing, the guys with the guns are coming in to kill this guy immediately because we don't want the truth being told to the public. We want to keep screwing them over, you know?
That's where it's all heading, really. That's the goal.
It's there. It's not heading there. It's there already.
Well, for some, yeah. I haven't had guns at my door yet.
Science fiction was introducing people to the fact that the media could be severely controlled. And I just went looking the other day to review some stuff because there's a certain bunch of sites I go through. I've told people before, just a regular internet site is called 2012portal.blogspot.com, where they try to reveal as much as they can about the ongoing battle and about what's being used against the people of Earth by the negative ET races, and there's like, 15 years worth of information. Let me see. No, maybe not 15. Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Something like that.
2012.
Somewhere between 10 and 15 years worth of information. And I was going over what some of the stuff was starting back around 2000, a little after 2001 and stuff like that. About that, they began revealing how much control of our world is done by negative ET races, and it's staggering to grasp how much has been told to us, but it gets ignored because it doesn't get out there on the mainstream media. You know,
on the mainstream
media,
they turn on
the BoobTube and they're telling you about how many people got shot in the neighborhood here and whose house caught on fire, and that's all they tell you, you know?
So what's this Pandora thing that they're talking about?
We're all being duped by these ETs, you know? Sad. But, we're in battle against them now, you know? We have some good guys in the galactic civilization that mainstream media doesn't want to tell us about. They're helping us out from behind the scenes, but at the same time, we can't just rely on these other good ETs, because in certain instances, we, the people of Earth, know what's best for us. not even the good ETs. And, you know, unfortunately, everybody wants to sit on their hands, sit on their couch, eat poisonous fast food, and just think someone else is going to solve the problem. But, you know, the few of us good people that are aware, we really need to start doing something for ourselves, too, because that's, you know, you got to stand up for yourself, you know?
That's true, and a lot of people, I think, are now. You know, there's a lot of, they don't have the right information. So when they do, it isn't. I mean, what the portal is saying at this point, it's saying that what we're missing the most is inner work. That we got to do the inner work.
Definitely. You know.
Yeah, it's out there. Yeah, it's the first thing up there. Yeah, so that's. And then the people, I mean, because that's the only way is for us to clear, that we can clear the air. I mean, there's no way that these other beings, these aliens, it's like a ceiling, a block ceiling. They can't rise up beyond a certain point. Is that what you're hearing too?
Do what they can do, but at the same time, you know, we need to be participants in this happening also. And unfortunately, you know, too many people have gotten lazy and think, well, someone else will do it, but they don't understand.
And that's a fact.
Everybody is an important part of the big picture here, and we need to unite as individuals in some kind of unity in fighting for our human race. Because we're not 3-year-old children where we can count on our parents to do everything for us. We're grown-ups, you know?
That's right.
And we have to take some responsibility for freeing ourselves from the bad situation we're in still. I mean, eventually it'll get cleared, but it would have been cleared already if more people were willing to stand up and do what's needed. But people are not only they're chicken, they're lazy, they're stupid. You know,
some people actually believe
the crap that the people in government tell them, you know, because they were indoctrinated. They went to public school and they told you obey the authorities, just like that friggin' movie, They Live, where all the signs, the hidden message behind all the signs is obey, listen to authority, you know?
Well, it takes too much work to step out beyond all that. Well, I have. I've seen parts of it. Yes, I have seen parts of it, and it's bizarre because it's kind of elementary, but it's very true. It's very clear.
Yeah.
Once you snap out of it,
I mentioned last week, but you just gave me a reason to mention it now. You know, there's a book. You know, if you can find a bookstore, and they're almost all gone now. But I think Barnes & Noble still has a bookstore. But there's a book out there, a picture book. It's called Magic 3-Eye. Three-Eye Magic View or what? Something
3D.
Magic Eye 3D or something like that. Just a book of pictures. And they got about 50 pictures in there. And in every picture, they have a hidden image behind the picture.
Yes.
And once you learn how to shift your vision and find these hidden pictures, you realize that they can hide any subliminal message behind anything.
And within anything, bizarre.
Yeah. So it's like that movie points out, you know, you got all these advertisements on billboards and stuff, but probably every one of them has a subliminal message that tells you, listen to the authority, obey, work, consume, and all these negative things that keep you from thinking. You know, you're looking at the picture, but your subconscious vision is picking up the hidden message also, and you don't realize this is being done to you. And that's pretty much how it is, you know. A lot of people are controlled by that. There's hidden messages everywhere, but if you can buy this book, The Magic 3DI or whatever, you'll quickly understand how anything can be hidden behind anything, and though you might not have realized that you're viewing the hidden message. Your subconscious mind is picking it up and it's getting implanted in your thinking. You know?
Yeah.
It's real trickery, but it's real, you know? No doubt about
it. And it's been happening for a lot longer than we even would like to acknowledge, really. I mean, I can't imagine how
long.
We've
only caught on to this in the last, so many decades, but this was going on over 100 years ago, if not longer than that, and probably thousands of years ago. I mean, the aliens we've been visiting our world for millions of years, and it was the big Anunnaki came and played false gods to the whole human race set up the fake religions and all shit like that. And they, they took a little bit of real truth, and then they took control of it and put in their own agendas and tricked people into obeying, giving money to the churches, you know, giving their firstborn. Some of these old religions, you got to give your firstborn to the God, right? Oh, my God.
Right. That's what they say.
And people stupidly fell for this because we're gullible. You know, I'm sure it's a big joke throughout the evil universe, you know. The most gullible people in the universe are the humans on planet Earth, you know. You tell them anything.
Hey, we're almost done. Hey, it's
almost
done.
We are in a certain way. But so that's been going on for a long, long time, and people have been tricked. And then they keep the wars going because they want us fighting amongst each other to keep us busy so we'll never wake up. I mean, look, they're doing it again, that stupid war in Ukraine. And people are gung-ho behind this. And they're trying to escalate even more. For what? You know?
Right.
First of all, it's a war nobody can win. And they actually, the TV media they're talking about, they have the Ukrainians on there. Well, we won't quit until we defeat Russia. Yeah, like you're going to, your little country
defeat
is going to
defeat
the biggest country in the world. Yeah, sure. Come on.
Right.
You know?
Especially ridiculous.
I mean, it's so
right
crazy,
there.
But nobody gets to comment and say how crazy it is because all mainstream media is controlled by the aliens who control the governments, you know?
Yeah.
And they're getting all of us who are wasting our taxpayer money, send more ammunition, send more weapons to the Ukraine, and we'll just keep this going because there's an endless supply of taxpayers' money that we can siphon off of every country in the world, you know?
Well, you know where the money's coming from, right? You know where
Pardon?
The money's... Oh, it's time. You got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes left.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Hey, listen, you know, I thank you for calling
I'll talk to you
into
later.
The show, but...
You're welcome.
That's right. We're coming to the end of the show, and...
Sorry.
I hope we have influenced some people to wake up and understand what's happening to the human race. We're in the final battle for our freedom. Get out your couch and get out there and participate and do something to help save our human race and get this over with.
When can we hook up? What time can we hook up?
What?
You and I on the phone.
You know what? Leave a number. He'll keep you online now, okay? Because he's listening to what we're saying.
Okay, got it.
We're ending the show. Just stay on the line. He'll hold you on the line, and just leave a phone number with Doug, who's running the show tonight. And
okay, thank you.
You know, I can call you on the phone. That's the best way to do it. And besides, you don't want to give your phone number off publicly.
Okay.
So that's it. Leave it with Doug.
Know.
Okay. All right, people.
I think
this was Connect the Dots Radio Show. We're coming to the end of the show. We're going to do the countdown, and you get to listen to the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Hey, you also can watch the video on YouTube for free. And followed by my anthem, another original song of mine called I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too, because you want to be somebody, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, get that phone number from that caller, and we'll do the countdown right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.